Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekday afternoons noon to 1 on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM.
The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hey, another week. We're here in another week. I don't know where you are, but it looks like no more snow finally. And that's a good thing, except for the few ski areas that remain open. And hold on for 1 second, can I? It's just radio. Hold on.
What else can they do? But hold on.
Well, they can, you know what, they can hang up. Or they can turn it off, rather. So, the blackmail that's going on and the corruption that's going on, it never ceases. And when I go out, go to restaurants, and my wife and I like to eat out over the weekend. And I have a little case of ADD. I'm always listening. And as soon as I hear a political conversation, as soon as I hear it, my ears are tuned in there and I forget I'm with her. I just need to listen. And the predominance of conversations that I have are that I hear are really what's going on in politics. I mean, this is... Every day it's a hot subject. It's a hot subject. Now, I don't know where you are, where you live. I'm trying to think who made the statement. Was it Bella Abzug, the late Congresswoman of New York, who once said she doesn't know of anybody who thinks differently than she does and her friends? This is often the outcome of what happens. And I listen, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I'm happy to hear it everywhere I go. People love what Trump is doing. They absolutely love it. I went into the gym on Friday, and I noticed all the televisions are on, and I never see Fox. I never see Fox, but it's not that I care. I just find that it's an inquisitive thing because I don't talk. I don't want to get into politics. So the guy on the treadmill, two down from me, says to one of the attendees there, could you get me CNN? And he said, sure, no problem. And then after he gets him, I look at the guy and I said, the attendee. And I said, oh, could I one-up him with Fox? Could you get Fox News Channel? And he looked at me and he smiled. I looked at him. I smiled and he smiled. That was it. That's good. That's healthy. Not a word had to be spoken after that. And then 2 minutes later, there's this woman, elderly woman. Well, I don't know how elderly. She was, not young. She was on one of those bikes. And she called over the attendant and said, I'd like to change the station. He said, do you want CNN? She yelled out, "Oh, God, no. God, no." And I just felt kind of uplifted. And there's more support for Trump out there than one thinks. But he's making too many mistakes. And I don't want to go up and down the line with Comey. So much I saw this weekend in terms of what's written and what's on TV. And I mean, Comey is a repulsive individual. He's repulsive. And he's committed crime after crime. And Trump has, in a way, done one stupid thing after another by not firing this guy early, I don't know if he misreads or it's just his style. Every time he has a chance to move in for the kill, he doesn't. Why isn't Jeff Sessions gone? Why isn't Jeff Sessions turned out to pasture like an old horse? I've said from the beginning, and I'll say it now, I don't know what the Attorney General's office, the State Department, Barack Obama, I don't know what they have on Jeff Sessions. But I said this about Supreme Court Justice, supposedly ultra-conservative John Roberts, when he made two decisions in favor of continuing Obamacare when he could have killed it. I am no longer a fan of John Roberts. It was too big a crime. I don't mean crime in the literal sense of let's move ahead and get an indictment and prosecute. A crime of the spirit, a crime of the soul of the United States of America. And this is what we see, and Jeff Sessions is still there. As I said, I don't know what somebody has on him, but I'll bet you somebody's got a lot on this one principal who was a remarkable senator and did so much for this country. But let's wait and see. We got Rudy Giuliani now involved in the process of trying to resolve here a couple of issues to wrap up some problems. And we'll see how that works out. I love his hard-nosed style. So all you have to do is just look at what's going on. And I have to keep saying it in as many different ways as I can. Because if you look at what's going on and you hear what the community, you know, the real experts, put in quotes, is saying, there's a gigantic dichotomy here in terms of what Trump has accomplished and what he hasn't. What he has accomplished is, it's so unbelievable. And I think I'm just going to focus, because the results have been so outstanding on the economy. Results that he'll never get credit for. He'll get it from me and the likes of me. The Obama administration, their economic policies failed to make even a dent in supporting the greed growth of this country. In 2010, the Obama White House, and it's hard to go back, but they predicted that, this is the one that really gets me, because, you know, the most reliable measure of economic growth is GDP. And they said, well, GDP growth would accelerate to 3.8%, and then it would exceed 4%. And, you know, when they talked about it exceeding that, that was for 2012 and 2004 through 14. Never happened. As a matter of fact, Obama never even had a single calendar year of 3% GDP growth. His actual postseason average was an unbelievably low 2.1%. And get this, his final year in office was a dismal 1.5%. And yet all the Obama supporters and the Hillary supporters are saying this is because they can't admit that this economy is doing well. There are more good people available than jobs available. And this is a good sign because we can continue to increase jobs, and Trump is. Disastrous progressive policies. Failed Keynesian. Remember John Keynes? His stimulus. And you remember Smith? John Smith? The opposition here of right-wing and left-wing economics. It was the Obama's administration's disastrous progressive policies. Business regulations handcuffed the businesses in this country, squeeze all you can out of them, and then redistribute to all the poor in the world. See, Obama would have been content to living in a tent like his brother until he got a real sniff of what it's like to live like a king. And you know the road he took. Unfortunately, and I don't mind anybody living like a king if they can afford to, and if they made the money legitimately. But how did he earn his money, and how did the Clintons earn their money? How many of you out there have worked like dogs and still have to fight to sustain where you are? All right, this dog's going to take a break. I'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142.
800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
Oh, the great Frankie Avalon in his 70s and still singing with his sons. And I saw him in the north end of Boston a couple of years ago. He looks great. Just like Paul Anka, who's still performing. Paul Anka is still sensational. I mean, Johnny Mathis. I mean, there were those. I'm too sentimental. I'm sentimental every single day. I am sentimental. Take me on a sentimental journey. You keep hearing me hesitate here. I don't know. I'm so thirsty this morning. I cannot satisfy my thirst. Well, that takes care of another bottle of Mott's apple juice. No, I'm not going to sing the jingle, Laurie. Only to you. So, the economy under Obama, I have to get back to that, it didn't produce any good-paying jobs. You know, people were dropping out of the labor force. You know, we had wage stagnation, which continued until recently. I mean, if you got skills, you're going to make money. And then you had these paths to the middle class closed, and we saw inequality, and it wasn't because of the capitalistic system, that evil system here. It's just the opposite. You can go anywhere. Why don't you try Cuba? Just for an example. Get all these progressive and negative policies that stunted growth of businesses and limited people like you and me from making more money. It was more of the progressive agenda, and I just heard this morning, I don't know what network it was on. You know, I keep changing networks to see if they're going to talk about the Korea thing. Trump is, it looks like he may be accomplishing not a word, but 22% of baby boomers, they actually believe in socialism. And there's only 33% in capitalism. The rest don't know. Well, what's happened? We had a great country. Why would you want to change the country? This accomplishment, and when I read one of the major newspapers in the North Korea, South Korea story was on page 4. And Nitwit magazine, and it's not that they shouldn't be, but you got a supposedly legitimate newspaper. My goodness. And they're talking about stupid things that are going on. that shouldn't even be in the newspaper in their front page. North Korea, South Korea is in the back page. Now, Sweden is not very kind in terms of who recipients of Nobel Peace Prizes go out to, like Barack Obama, Al Gore, it's a travesty. So what's going to happen here? What's going to happen here when you find out that you're going to have to be forced into giving the Nobel Peace Prize to Donald Trump? Now, I don't think they would. I think if he settled all the problems, honestly, and I don't mean this in attempted humor, but if he went out to settle all the problems, and he could settle all of them in this world, and he could do it in his first term, well, you think he'd be a shoo-in for the... Well, you have to get it. He won't get the Nobel Peace Prize. If he continues on this accomplishment with North Korea, how can they not give him the Nobel Peace Prize? And I'm going to tell you that the hatred against him, the antipathy is so intense, they won't give him the Nobel Peace Prize. They'd rather give it to Yasser Arafat. I mean, he's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Jimmy Carter, a Nobel Peace Prize winner. And, of course, as I mentioned, Barry Hussein Obama and Al Gore. If you want to make up a list of traitors, and that's spelled T-R-A-I-T-O-R-S. I mean, honestly, wouldn't you list those four as part of a massive group? And yet we look at this economy right now. And I think back to the Obama brain trust, and they rejected the notion that Trump's free market policies could turn the economic tide. So you look at, right after Trump started, eight months or something, 3% GDP growth. And one of Obama's economists said that after 8 years of the Obama recovery, get it, recovery, it was essentially mathematically impossible to get the growth they're talking about. Well, there you go, you jerk. Obama administration economist Jason Furman, you may know his name, he forecast 10 years of GDP growth, around 2% a year. And then you've got the ultimate economic snob. There are a few others out there, of course. And I'm talking about Larry Summers, former president of Harvard. He likened to believing the administration's forecast of 3% growth to believing in tooth fairies and ludicrous supply-side economics. Paul Krugman's another one. Everything these, quote, geniuses predict are wrong. So you want to know what is going on in reality? GDP growth, 3.1% over the last three quarters. The Congressional Budget Office forecast even higher growth. And they're supposedly a neutral organization. What they do is they take feedback from an administration and put it out, which is why I think a lot of the numbers that they had put out over the years were buoyant from Obama. I don't know if I may want to stop short of saying they're in the tank for Obama, but they're not a reputable reporting company. But nevertheless, for those who think they are, they predicted 3.3%. And here we go. We're heading up there. It's an amazing accomplishment. I keep thinking about it. It's so amazing. And I keep saying to myself, why isn't anybody talking about this? Because they hate Trump more than they love their country. They hate Trump more than they love this country.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
is Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Didn't think before deciding what to do. I got to stop. I have laryngitis that I'm trying to get rid of, and then I'm trying to sing, and I can't sing to begin with.
Right, and then you have the laryngitis, so yeah. But
yeah, so you know, this
you
is,
enjoy singing
is,
though.
Laurie.
Yeah.
And I got to deal with you every day.
Yeah, I know. That in itself is just...
So I hope people appreciate the mammoth task I have before me every morning here.
You're going to miss me, though, when I'm gone.
Oh, God. Well, do they know?
Does who know? Our listening audience? I haven't told them yet.
Well, I mean, since you brought it up, I mean, you're welcome. It's up to you.
Oh, no. I know you're going to miss me. I'm going to be leaving on Wednesday. It's my last day. It's been amazing here, and I've loved working with you. I'm going to miss you terribly, but we'll hopefully remain in touch and going on to different things.
Feel the same way. It has been a joy.
It has been.
It is a joy working with Laurie, who does such an outstanding job. You know, I've been very, very fortunate with producers. I can only think of one I hated. She is so remarkably involved and committed to doing her job right every day. Sometimes she gets, you don't see it, it's behind the scenes tense because that everything has to be right. And how can you not love someone like that? So I'm going to miss you too, Laurie, and I'm going to have to carry on.
You will have
to. But I wish you the best of luck, and we certainly will. Well, it sounds like we're doing it today, doesn't it?
I know, we do have two more days. I was a little emotional today.
Well, it is, and it's exciting, and you're going to be successful in whatever you do.
Thank you, Stu.
So, I'm going to do something I don't often do, and if I do it, and I don't know how far I'll go with this, it is so well put together. If I do it, I want to certainly say that by and large, it's nothing to have braggadocio about anyway. What I'm going to start to read here, it's nothing I don't know. Except I couldn't have put it into print more eloquently. And I did a lot of things. And I have very few, what I call ethical decisions to make because I pretty much can do what I want as long as I do this show with decency and that I don't have to be concerned about anybody listening to it. But every once in a while, I get something in here that I feel needs to be written and needs to be talked about. So you can take this any way you want. I want to be very, very clear. I didn't write this. I don't see anything here that should be disputed. But you want to talk about all these amazing coincidences, and it's actually put into one little block story. It makes it a lot easier because who can keep track? Incest, it's incestuous. But of course, it's just a coincidence. From 2001 to 2005, there was an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation. A grand jury had been impaneled. Governments from around the world had donated to the charity. Yet from 2001 to 2003, none of those donations to the Clinton Foundation were declared. Now, you would think that an honest investigator would be able to figure this out. Guess who took over the investigation in 2002? Bet you can't guess. No other than James Comey. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Guess who was transferred to the Internal Revenue Service to run the tax-exempt branch of the IRS? Your friend and mine. A favorite person in the whole world, if you are a Tea Party member, pro-life, or true-the-vote supporter. Ding, let's see, who would it be? Lois Lerner, who, by the way, if I may add, still gets her $100,000 plus salary for life and lives in a multi-million dollar home. Poor Lois. Kind of interesting, isn't it? It gets even better. But strange coincidences, one after another. You know what makes a coincidence? Something that very seldom happens. Now, the substance and content of the coincidence may differ, but the general stream of it is very consistent, that inconsistencies or coincidences keep happening. Guess who ran the tax division inside the Department of Justice? From 2001 through 2005. No other than the Assistant Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Guess who was the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation during this time? I know it's a miracle. Just a coincidence. Just an anomaly in statistics and chances. Robert Mueller. And by the way, one of my little annoyances, if you go to pronunciation check and you hear it pronounced, I don't know why everybody calls him Mueller, it's Mueller. What do all forecasting experiences have in common? They were all briefed and were in the frontline investigations into the Clinton Foundation investigation. It's just a coincidence. Let's chalk another one up to chance. It was 2009. James Comey leaves the Justice Department to go and cash in at Lockheed Martin. Hillary Clinton is running the State Department on her own personal email server, by the way. The uranium issue comes to the attention of the Hilda Beast. Like all good public servants do, you know, looking out for America's best interests, she decides to support the decision and approve the sale of 20% of U.S. uranium to no other than the Russians. Now, you would think that this is a fairly straight-up deal, except it wasn't. The people got nothing out of this. However, prior to the sales approval, no other than Arkansas Billy Clinton goes to Moscow, gets paid $500,000 for a one-hour speech, then meets with Vladimir Putin at his home for a few hours. No big deal, right? Nah, it's nothing. It's a coincidence. Well, not so fast. The FBI had a mole inside the money laundering and bribery scheme. Guess who the FBI director was at this time frame? Robert Mueller! I didn't know this. He even delivered a uranium sample to Moscow in 2009. Guess who was handling that case within the Justice Department? Think about it. Out of the U.S. Attorney's Office. Rod Rosenstein. Guess what happened to the informant? The Department of Justice placed a gag order on him and threatened to lock him up if he spoke about it. Interesting. How does 20% of the most strategic asset of the United States of America end up in Russian hands? When the FBI has an informant, a mole, moving inside information to the FBI on the criminal enterprise. Guess what happened soon after the sale was approved? $145 million in donations made their way into the Clinton Foundation from entities directly connected to the Uranium One deal. That is astounding. Just think of all this with a Republican administration. They couldn't find enough cells to fill them up. I'm not done with this yet. We're going to continue immediately after a break.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is John Bogle, founder of Vanguard and author of numerous books, including the recently published Enough. I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, and we've had a lot of fun talking about the market, the insanity of the market, the problems faced by our political system and our economy, and the kinds of things that we have to really get going on to fix America, to get back to our old values.
Getting emails on how terrific this article is, and it's not an article that I wrote, let me be clear. Gotten a couple that have said, Stuart, great writing. I said, yeah, but it's not mine. So guess who is still at the Internal Revenue Service working the charitable division? Lois Lerner. Interesting. That's just another series of coincidences. Nothing to share, nothing to see, right? Let's go forward to 2015, and due to a series of tragic events in Benghazi, and after the 9 investigations, the White House, Senate, and at the State Department, Trey Gowdy, who was running the 10th investigation as chairman of the Senate Committee on Benghazi, discovers that the Hildebeest ran the State Department on a undisclosed, unauthorized, outlaw personal email server. People have gone to jail for a lot less. He also discovered that none of those emails had been turned over when she departed her public service as Secretary of State, another requirement by law. He also discovered that there was top secret information contained within her personally archived email. I'll spare you the State Department's cover-ups. The nostalgic things that they try to weave into that, like the nostrums they floated, the delay tactics that were employed, and the outright lies that were spewed everywhere from the minds and bodies of John Kerry and his State Department. Another one who should be in jail for life. But boy, has he learned how to maneuver his life to take advantage of everyone and everything he could find along the way. John Kerry. Here's the sickening part. He's thinking of running for president again. Are these people so out of touch they can't even imagine? Would you like to see Hillary run again? So how did everything humanly possible turn to cover for the Hildebeest? I like that name, don't you? Now, this is amazing. Guess who became director of the FBI in 2013? Guess who secured 17 no-bid contracts for his employer with the State Department. You thinking? And was rewarded with a $6 million thank you present when he departed his employer. Jim Comey. You know, you just should have gone away. Because something could come back to bite you in spite of what's going on in our political sick system. I keep saying I don't know how this could go untouched or unprosecuted. I'm saying the same now, otherwise I'd be excited. Amazing how all of those no bids just went right through at state. Now he's the, as we go back here, he's the FBI director in charge of the Clinton email investigation. After, of course, his FBI investigates the lowest learner matter at the time the Internal Revenue Service exonerates her. No crimes. Can you guess what happened next? We'll go out to April of 2016, and Comey drafts an exoneration letter of Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, the DOJ is handing out immunity details like candy. They didn't even convene a jury. Like a gangster bolt of statistical impossibility, like a miracle from God himself, like the true gangster Comey is, steps out of the cameras of an awaiting press conference on July the 18th of 2016 and exonerates the Hillary beast from any wrongdoing, the Hilder beast. To think that they had her in questioning and had her nailed and did not even record the questioning and had her exonerated a priori. I'm not the law, but I don't know what that's punishable by, but that would have me shaking in my boots. Nothing has her shaking. The reason is she and Bill have been shielded from everything but each other. Can you see the pattern here? You can go on and on and on and on. Rosenstein becomes its assistant attorney general. Comey gets fired based upon a letter by Rosenstein. Comey leaks government information to the press. Mueller is assigned to the Russian investigation, sham by Rosenstein, to provide coverage for decades of malfeasance within the FBI and DOJ. And the story continues. FBI abuse, political espionage, pick a crime, any crime. Chances are this group and a few others did it. All the same players, all compromised and conflicted, all working to not go to jail, all connected in one way or another to Hillary Clinton. They are like a battery acid. They corrode and corrupt everything they touch. How many lives have these two destroyed? It cannot be numbered. Incest. It's incestuous. And as of this writing, the Clinton Foundation, in its 20-plus years of operation of being the largest international charity fraud in the history of mankind, has never been audited by the IRS. If you sent this out, if you are a reasonable person, conservative, moderate, or there are some liberal ones left, and you send out this to your progressive friends, you know what the likely consequence is? They will deter, they will delete the relationship. They will exterminate it. This is how nuts it is in the once great United States of America. And the only thing that's keeping it on the edge of greatness is one great president, Donald Trump. This is Stu Taylor. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.